Gentlemen, we have before us a fresh and exemplary body. This facade of flesh, this empty jewel box, this discarded husk, has been vacated by the evil soul that dwelled therein, which doubtlessly is on a speedy descent to the torture chambers of hell. Evil must have left its spores somewhere, and detection of treachery is the purpose of this demonstration. This woman's depravity, not evident on her figure, must be conspicuous beneath her skin. Satan always leaves a footprint. Mr. Strang's first incision has cut from the diaphragm to the pubis, thus revealing the intestines. The intestines hold no significance for our demonstration. They are merely the conduit for filth. Rather, it is the stomach where we shall first apply our gaze. Each part of the animal is unique unto itself and ruled by its own distinctive organization, which corresponds to the realms of heaven and earth. Thus the microcosm and the macrocosm are united within the body of a vital being. Nothing is still or inert. If attentive, we can perceive life's flow within us. Nowhere is this more manifest than in the pouch-like receptacle called the stomach. The stomach is the fiery realm of Vulcan, the heat beneath Earth's mantle. The stomach speaks. It is the realm of all our appetites. Lets us know when we need food. Tells us the hour of the day. It acknowledges the presence of evil by indignation, causing us to vomit poison in the face of illness and trauma. It pulverizes ingested food like a mill and ferments juice like a brewer's vat. Like a wine press, the stomach squeezes out precious fluid, cooks it in heat, and sends energy to the heart and limbs. While the dregs are conveyed down, the meat is stripped of power and turned to excrement. On many a hanged man's stomach, I have discovered cankerous ulcers, open drooling sores, and raw wounds, which doth bespeak foul deeds and desperate conduct, with the certainty of confession. Mr. Strang, do you have the stomach?
I have it, Honorable Doctor. The stomach has been extracted.
Mr. Strang, would you kindly examine the organ's exterior and then bisect it and scrutinize its interior countenance?
While the gas and fluid are most detestable, it is normal. The color, texture, and surface betray no scarring, disfigurement, or grotesque appearance. It is normal. I estimate the weight to be 8 ounces. It is a perfect stomach.
Gentlemen, to discover nothing at all may be the more telling than to have found something of import. I assure you, evil is within this viscera. We can conclude that evil doth not dwell within the stomach of this criminal. Therefore, we shall turn to a more probable organ, the spleen. The insidious part within us all, which doth produce black bile, and thus is naturally the house of melancholy, of moodiness, wrath, and gloom. Gentlemen of honorable ambition, its function is to produce and regulate black bile, the darkest of all the humors. Why should the body require production of fluid so caustic and pernicious? For the sake of regulation and balance. The body itself is a system. Each part does complement all others. in equilibrium. We must be on guard against bodily excesses. These can be remedied by purgings or bleedings. A person is a system, a perfect regulation. But what about an unhealthy soul? Is there a sign of evil here? Squeeze its drang and tell us what you find.
Sir, I have had a most intimate interrogation of the spleen, and find it without malady of any kind.
Fear not, gentlemen of high moral worth. Our quest is far from over. All aspects of the human body interrelate, and illness of the whole is a manifestation of dysfunction in the part. The body has four fluids known as the humors, and no less. The blood which is hot and wet is produced in our beating hearts. Yellow bile, dry and hot, and made in the liver. Cold, wet phlegm housed in the brain, and the black bile of the spleen correspond to the elements fire, air, earth, and water. For the body is made as a world in miniature. In each part we discover the whole. The blood is fire, it enlivens the spirit. Let us once more breach the fortifications of this body, to bring forth the chest's riches. Remove the murderess's heart for a thorough examination. Hold it up so all may see it. The heart is the chief mansion of the soul, the origin of our moral behavior, the first living aspect of man, and the last to die. Strang, hold it up!